வந்தேகம் ஸ்ரீகுரு.
The following is a class on the Srimad Bhagavatam, 7th canto, 7th chapter, text number 19, given by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, recorded on the 18th of March, 1971, in Bombay, India.
Sri Rupam Chakrajatam
தேகாதௌ மோஹஜம் தஜத். So Prahlad Maharaj is instructing his demon classmates. They are not demon, but they are sons of demon. Just like you are. You are not demons, but you are sons of demons. Is it right? But you have no more connection with your dear father. That's right. So, in some of these, I think back to Godhead number 40, Haigri has written a very nice article. Constitution of the soul. Very nice. The demonic principle is they do not give stress on the soul. They are bodily conscious that I am this body. And as soon as one is such foolishly conceiving body as self, his activities will be demonic. The shaka buddhi kunapetri dhati. The demons also sometimes they have got conception of the soul, they believe in the transmigration of the soul. But those are simply on the platform of accepting this body as self, they have been compared with animals. So Prahlad Maharaj has very nicely analyzed the characteristics of the soul by 12 items. ஆத்மா நித்ய அபய சுத்த ஏக சேத்ரஜ்ஞ ஆஸ்ரய அபிக்ரிய சத்ரிக் ஹேது வியாபக அசங்கி அநாப. These things I have explained in Calcutta. Again we may repeat, it is an important point that the characteristic of Atma, either Atma or Paramatma, the same characteristics are there. Exactly like gold bar and gold particle. The chemical composition of the gold bar and the gold particle is the same. So, Atma Nitya, eternal. The materialistic scientists, they have no information of the Atma. They think that this material combination of elements evolves some living force. That is their theory. As such, they think that in other planets where the atmosphere is different, they think there is no life, because they do not know that life means presence of the Atma. And the Atma the soul can live in any condition of material existence. Any condition. Even in fire the Atma can live. Because according to the information received from Bhagavad Gita, the Atma is never burnt even in the fire. It is never moistened in the water. It cannot be cut into pieces. This is certain. This material body can be cut into pieces, it can be burned, it can be wetted in water, but Atma, spirit soul, is different from this body. The material scientists, they have no information of Atma. Therefore they think that in the moon planet there is no life, in the sun planet there is no life. Simply, this is Kupamandukana, Dr. Frog, PhD. He is thinking in his own way. Dr. Frog thinks that this 3 feet dimension of the well is all in all. There cannot be anything. This rascal philosopher and rascal scientist, they think in that way, Dr. Frog. There cannot be Atlantic Ocean. That 3 feet dimension, well water is sufficient. Therefore you have to receive knowledge from authorities. We cannot speculate. Speculation will not help us in approaching the real destination. Prahlad Maharaj, whatever he is saying, he is an authority, we should accept. Atma nitya eternal abhaya, inexhaustible. Abhaya shuddha. Shuddha means pure, without any contamination. Shuddha eka. Eka means individual. Eka. Krishna is also individual and the living entity is also individual. Eka. Khetratna, fully conscious of his bodily activities. Khetratna. Asraya, the basic principle. As I am spirit, so I am the basic principle of development of this body. Similarly, Krishna is the basic principle of development of this universe. That is the demand. I know where is the pains and pleasure, what are the defects and favorable condition in my body. But I do not know what is favorable for your body. Therefore I am not Kshetrajna, conversant with your body actually. But Krishna knows. Khetragdhanca vimahavidhi sarva-chetre subhara. Krishna says that I am also Khetragdha, Noah of the body. But I know everyone's body. That is the difference between Krishna, Paramatma, the super soul and the individual. The Mahavadi philosophers, they make one. That is not. But Khetrajna, Asaya, Abhikriya, unchangeable, Sadrik, he can see himself by contemplation, by meditation. Sadrik, Ketu, cause, Vyapaka, all pervading. I am all pervading within this body, in my body. I am not all pervading in your body. If I pinch your body, I do not feel any pain. But if I pinch my body, I feel pain. Therefore, I am all pervading means, I am all pervading within this body by consciousness. Anywhere you touch, the consciousness is there, feeling touch. Vyapaka Asangi. Asangi means without being mixed up. The same example that fishing but not touching the water. Oil, you drop some oil on the water, it will flow. It is not mixed. When you emulsify water, it changes the color. But it is there. That will be explained in the next part. But the demons, they cannot see the inner soul. They cannot distinguish the characteristics of the soul. Simply, they see superficially and identifying with the body, there is always trouble. I am this nation, I am Englishman, I am German, I am American, I am Hindu, I am Muslim, I am Brahmin, I am this and that, designation. So, one has to become free from this designation before one can understand what is spiritual life. Sarvapadhi vinirmuktam. Sarvapadhi, these are designations, superficial. But Prahlad Maharaj says that etat dadase bhi vidyan atmano lokkhanai parai. Parai means superior. You have to distinguish atma by superior characteristics, not by inferior characteristics. And by understanding the atma's real position, aham mameti asad bhavam dehadu moham taje. You should give up the bodily identification, which is a production of illusion. Mohajam. Protection of illusion. As soon as I think I am American, why American money should go to India? Immediately he becomes disqualified to become a member of the GVC. Immediately. Because the same demonic principle, I am this. Mohajam. Mohajam. This is the production of illusion. Prahlad Maharaj says, Tajet. He should give up this demonic principle. Tajet. Tajet, this is bedeling. Must. Must. There are different forms of verb in Sanskrit. This form of verb means must. There is no argument. You must. Just like in the Veda says, tad vijnanartham sa guru meva avigacchat. Must. Must go. So here also Prahlad Maharaj says, tajet, this dehātma buddhi, this upādhi, this designation is dangerous for Krishna consciousness. Tajet. Sarnam yathā gravasu himakāra. Cetresu juvai tadabhigna apnuvat. Cetresu dehesu tathātma juvai radhyātma vid brahma gatiṁ laveta. Now he is giving a very nice example. Just like what is called a technical soil expert?
Geologist.
No. Geologist is different. Soil expert. Soil expert means
conservationist. Conservationist.
Yeah.
Agronomist? Yes. Agronomist
feels studies
the earth.
And just like one can understand from the characteristics of the particular soil that there is coal. In this there is possibility of coal. Is it agronomist?
No, that would be geologist.
geologist?
Yes.
Alright, geologist. So, I don't think geologist. Geologist is defined. You have no dictionary? Where is my dictionary? Alright, we shall see later on. Take it for agronomist, geologist. But soil expert. Soil expert, so he knows how to find out a particular type of mine. They can find out here there is mica, in this soil there is coal, in this soil there is gold. So Prahlad Maharaj is giving very nice example that sarna jatha gravasu himakara. Himakara means goldsmith, not goldsmith. Goldsmith is manufacturer of gold and ornaments. Himakara means gold expert, you can say. He can find out in the soil where there is gold mine. Still there are. I know when I was managing Dr. Bose's laboratory, one chemist, Chandrabhushan Bhaduri, he was a well-known chemist in Calcutta. So one Marwari gentleman was after him. He said that I know how to find out gold mine. So the Marwari gentleman spent after him lakhs of rupees. And he said that here there is gold, but unfortunately gold was not found. The gentleman lost so much money. So, but there are experts, otherwise how gold mines are found out. There are experts. So here it is said, it is not new thing. Prahlad Maharaj said that this art is known millions and millions of years ago. It is not that the modern science has discovered aeroplane, modern science has discovered how to go to other planet, they are mining industry. No. These are all known. There is no question of modern science. Now how, otherwise how Prahlad Maharaj gives this example? Vivitta, vivittatma jnana, jnani, napi, bhavena, brahmata prapti kasam sya. Question may be put by opposing party that simply by becoming Krishna conscious, how one can know God? What will be your answer? What will be your answer? Suppose an opposing party say that, all right, I accept that you are Krishna conscious and God conscious, you have devoted your life to Krishna. So, how do you find, how do you see Krishna? That you are working for him. What will you answer? Are you following blindly? Or you have experience of Krishna? Yes. What will you answer? It's a very intelligent question. People will ask you, and perhaps they ask, have you seen Krishna? Why you are Krishna? What is your answer?
You see it through Shastra, the teachings of the spiritual master.
Mm-hmm. Of course, that's nice, but then you are following blindly your spiritual master. Mm-hmm. What is your experience?
First, you can hear Krishna before you see him, and this is a purification process.
So the purification process can be felt. And then you ask the person, you can feel it yourself by chanting Hare Krishna, why not try it?
That's all right. You have tried, whether you have seen. That is the question. You have tried for the last 4 or 5 years, whether you have seen Krishna. Then you are following blindly. Yes, feeling. That is anubhava. Anubhava nanda swarupa. Paramesha. That is the question. You can feel his presence. That is being explained here. Jato ahankaradi tajet iti apekhaya tat prapti prakaram sadhisthantam aha sarnakara khetresu spruf sarnakaneshu gravasu yogai dhamanat upayoi Sad upaya avigya hemukara jasa sarna prapnuva. It is very simple. Prahlad Maharaj is saying that as the expert gold miner, when he sees there are gold particles in the field, naturally he concludes, still in India there is a river, in that river gold particles, in the water gold particles can be found, gold particles. Many poor men, they hold their work and strain the water in different way and get some little gold, still. So, by the symptoms, the expert gold miner finds out that here is gold mine. Because within the soil, or with the soil, it finds some gold particles. That is the way here it is said. Similarly, one can find out Krishna by the symptoms, the characteristics of this world. In the common sense, just in everything there is a controller. There is a light, just like in my body. I am controlling this body. And there is living force, living symptoms. Similarly, this whole world which is going on, there are so many things that requires nice brain. This planetary system is moving nicely, exactly to the order. So one should consider that there must be some brain behind this. How things are going so nicely. And that is common sense. Just like the gold mine expert, as soon as he finds some gold particles either in the vicinity of water or land, they consider there is gold mine. Similarly, when you find that things are going on so nicely, there is a big brain behind it. That is a statement of Professor Einstein. He also says that as we make progress and we see wonderful things, we are bound to believe that there is a big brain. There is a big brain. Gravasu yogai dhamanat upayai sat upayai abhijna himukara jatha sanna prajna. Atma-yogai Ratma Praptu Upayoi Brahma Gati Brahmatham Adhyatmikam Atmadhikrita Karja Karana Anghata Jnata. So, as the poor man goes to the river side and by straining the water by their specific process, they find out some gold. Similarly, a person, chetresu dehesu atma adhyatma de brahma gatina. This meditation means thinking very deeply what I am. And the process of the yoga system is the same system as you strain water and find out gold. Similarly, if you follow the yoga system, dhyan dharana, asana pranayama, that is mechanism, then you will find that I am the spirit soul and there is supreme soul, Krishna. That is possible. That is really perfection of yoga practice. Not that simply pressing the nose, no. Actually, perfection of yogic meditation is to understand the self, the soul is there and the super soul is there. The process is there. Astau prakitaya proktastraya ivahi tadguna vikara surasacharjai kumar eka samannaya. Astau prakitaya, eight material elements that is describing the Bhagavad Gita. Mumira panana vayu khangmana buddhiriva. Heart, water, fire, air, sky. And this mind, ahankara, mind, egotism, and kanga mana buddhi, and intelligence. These are gross and subtle material elements. Astu prakitaya prukta strayo evahi tadguna. And these material elements are moving by the introduction of the three material qualities, satagun, rajagun, tamagun. One who is situated in the satagun, he is also existing on these eight material elements. And one who is existing in the modes of passion, he is also existing on this. The Brahmin's body, take for example, Brahmin is in the Satvaguna, and Kshatriya is in the Rajaguna, Vaishya is mixed up, and Shudra is in the Tamo. The existing means the consciousness according to the contamination of different condition of the gunas. This condition is the guna, satagona. One who is in satagona, his consciousness is different from the consciousness of the rajagona. One whose consciousness is rajagona, his consciousness is different from the tamagona. In this way you will find different types of consciousness. In pure there are three. If they are mixed up, 3 into 3, it becomes 9. Again it's mixed up, 9 into 9, it becomes 81. Again mixed up, 81 is in this way, you will find varieties of life. But they are based on the three types of consciousness. Satagun consciousness, Rajagun consciousness, Tamagun consciousness. So, when one is transcendental to this contaminated consciousness, polluted by the three qualities of material nature, that is Krishna consciousness. Astau prakritayo prakta astayo vaitadguna vikara surusacharya upaman eka samanna. But the soul is the same. By his external affection in the material world under different qualities, he is appearing different. Therefore, we have got 8,400,000 of species of life by different consciousness. And when one comes to Krishna consciousness, there is no such differentiation. There is one consciousness. Krishna is supreme, I am his servant, that's all. So long one does not come to this platform of Krishna consciousness, there is no possibility of so-called eternity, fraternity, unity, universal brotherhood. There is not one. It is impossible. Because they are all contaminated. Dehastu sarva-saṅghāta jagat tastu riti didhā atraiva mṛgga purusa neti neti ti tat ittiti tajam. Adhyātma vivekātma prāptum upāyamāha astāviti trivi mūla prakriti ahaṅkārādau pañca tanamātrāni cita astro traya satta daya stecha prakriti guna eva natu bhinna eka ekadasa indriyani pañca mahābhūtāni cīti shūraṣa pumān ātmā eka prokta kupiladīhi rācārya. The Sankha philosophy, the description is Sankha philosophy. 24 elements, the 8 gross and subtle elements, and then their production, the 10 indriya senses, working senses, and knowledge acquiring senses. 8, 10, 18. Then the sense object, 5, 18, plus 5, 23, and then the Atma and the soul, 24 elements. The Sankhya philosophy. They have analyzed the Sankhya philosophy. And European philosophers, they like very much the Sankhya philosophy system, because in the Sankhya philosophy, these 24 elements have been very much lucidly explained. Sankhya philosophy. Dehastu sarva-saṅghāta jagat. So there are two kinds of bodies, jagat and tasu, moving and not moving. But they are all combination of these 24 elements. Atraiva mṛgga purusa neti neti ti. Now, one has to find out the Atma from these 24 elements by eliminating. Where is Atma? Where is Atma? Where is Atma? But one can find out in that way, provided it follows the rules and regulations and the process. That is possible. Annaya vyatirekena vivekena asatātmana sarva-sthāna samānāmnai vimiśyati rasattvai. So, further explanation. This is subject matter, little difficult, but it is very important. Prahlāda Mahārāja is explaining to his demonic class friend. He is 5 years old boy, how he is explaining this Sankhya philosophy. because he is a devotee and he has heard the whole philosophy from authority, Narada. Mukam karati vachalam pangam langhayati giri. Therefore, the spiritual master, mercy, is this guy. Mukam karati vachalam. Mukam means dumb, one who cannot speak. He becomes a great lecturer, a speaker. Although he is dumb, but he can become a great lecturer. Mukam karati mat. Pangam langhayati giri. And one who is lame, who cannot walk, he can cross over the mountain. Mukam karati bachalang pangam langhayati. Jatki pasamahanga bandhi. By whose mercy these things are possible, I offer my respectful obeisances. So, Paramananda Mahava, the Supreme Personality of God, deserver of all pleasure. By Krishna's mercy, it is possible. By material calculation, it is not possible. Material calculation, one would say that how it is possible? You say that dumb is lecturing very nicely. That is not possible. Or that lame man is now crossing the mountain. So materially it is not possible. But by the mercy of Krishna, our representative, just like Pollan Mana, 5 years old boy, he is explaining so nicely about the constitution and the soul. Why? Because he has obtained the mercy of Narada Maharaj, the representative of Krishna. It is possible.